With us right now, County Board Chairman Lance Plimmel from Wood County. County Board had their meeting, and let's get a summary of what happened for the county's business.
Hi, Larry. Hey, first of all, thanks for having me on again today. I always appreciate that. County Board today, not an exceptionally long meeting, but we did discuss a couple of things at length, and we did have a little bit of controversy going forward. You know, one of the things that we're talking about in our county and have been looking at for a while is our space needs going forward, how we're going to address that as time goes on. And we had authorized the expenditure of up to $60,000 to bring in an engineer, an architectural engineer, to see if some of the plans that we had looked at are feasible. You know, in other words, can you go up, out, you know, down? What's the best direction to go, and can the existing structure handle it? And we had some pushback there that people thought that maybe we should try to do a little bit more of that in-house. So that discussion will continue going forward as we address those needs, you know, going out into the future.
What areas or what departments are really hurting for space right now?
Our Human Services Department, when it merged a back 2-3 years ago, I'm guessing it is now, where we combined our Unified Services and Social Services into a single unit, created some issues. You know, those were in separate buildings in separate places. They really, from an efficiency standpoint, need to be located together, and they work under a single director at this point in time. Our thought is that we probably have adequate space located in different buildings we own around the county, but that people aren't located necessarily where they need to be. So the first part of that is to look at available space, and some of that might exist, for instance, at our Norwood Health facility, where we have a fair amount of square footage that is underutilized. We have been renting space in the Marshfield City Hall for about 20 years now, and we are going to pull those employees out of City Hall, move those into existing space that we have at Norwood, and possibly some into the Rapids area. That being said, as we move those people out of places that were previously rented, we're not sure that we have enough total square footage to accommodate them everywhere we need to go. And especially in work environments that exist today. You know, back when most of our facilities were built back in the 50s, 60s, you didn't have the need for fiber, even some of the amount of electrical outlets that you need today to run all the equipment. So, you know, we're taking a broad look at that. We don't want to make any bad decisions going forward. You know, we want to be very practical, fiscally responsible, and judicious in that thought process going forward.
And there's still some discussion coming up on that topic then.
There will be some discussion going forth on that topic. And I think it will probably revolve around, do we need to add space? Can we combine departments? In some cases, maybe smaller spaces. But we're going to look at all that. And it's not an emergent need, but it's something that going forward into the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years that we want to anticipate and stay ahead of. You and I had a conversation a while back here. You know, one of the things I talked about is Wood County having cut their tax rate consistently over the past 16 years, both the rate and the total levy, and the fact that, you know, we have shown that fiscal responsibility. And we try to look at everything, you know, through those eyes, through the eyes of the taxpayer. Money best left in their pocket rather than government's. But to do that, and to do that effectively, you have to have a plan going forward.
As you look ahead, we know that the governor has called for a special session to do a property tax cut. And we also know that some of the school districts might be wishing for more money after the Department of Public Instruction put out some figures just today about state aid cuts. That may not directly affect the county, but it could affect the county property taxpayer. We have previously discussed how when you stop taxing, it gets difficult to get that money later when you do need it. How do you solve that problem?
We don't right now, and that's, you know, and that's one of the discussions we've had with the legislatures, and I'll use our county as an example. You know, we've cut that tax rate for 16 consecutive years, and, you know, the following year, the tax rate is always based on what you did the previous year, and obviously you cannot take a tax rate to zero, but in effect, you get penalized for not using it. That old use it or lose it mentality is something that absolutely needs to go away. You know, that money is best left with the taxpayer. You know, we've all had to tighten our belts, and I don't know if the school districts will need, if their state aid will be cut, if in which districts it would be, if they'll need more or less money next year. You know, those are things that school boards certainly need to look at, but our board has been a firm believer of the fact that you need to constantly look to do things better, do things better, sometimes with less resources, become more efficient, and the money left in the taxpayer's pocket is better than if it's in government coffers. So, you know, you're right. They get their tax bill at the end of the day, and it says Wood County tax bill or Marathon County tax bill. It doesn't break it down, and people tend to look at the bottom line on that bill and not all the little lines in between that make up that spending.
What else happened in the county board meeting today?
What else happened today? Well, we had, you know, like I said, not a lot of real big stuff. We had a couple of resolutions that deal with one of the parks and lakes we have here, you know, seeking some additional, or at least making application for some additional state monies to enhance some of those projects through dredging and dam repair. We did a jurisdictional transfer of County Highway A in the city of Marshfield. In other words, they're going to own it and we're not, which is probably good for both parties involved. It's not really a rural jurisdiction out there. It's something that really exists within the city now on Veterans Parkway. You know, that's important. And then, you know, we had another long discussion on rental rates and options for different departments as we look at those space needs and how we go out into the future. But all in all, we look pretty good. And the budget played into a big part of that. You know, we had a preliminary look at where we will be next year and had very few questions because our department heads and our oversight committees did an outstanding job of bringing in another budget with no increases.
You recently had an opportunity to travel, I believe, to New Mexico and talk about sand. What's that all about?
Well, you know, just got back. What was very nice is I was invited by the National Association of Counties. We obviously have a very large energy play in this country going on right now through the development of shale and some of those other opportunities. And the United States right now, or pretty soon, is going to be the number one producing oil country in the world. We, by virtue of the fan that we have in Wisconsin, have become part of that play. So that resource is necessary to be able to get that gas and oil out of the ground into market. So somewhere along the lines, I was identified as one of the people who apparently knows as much about this subject as anybody else out there in the country. And they flew us out to get our take on that, you know, how we will provide that, what kind of volumes. And a lot of the problems that we face here with hauling and trucking, build out of infrastructure, exist in those other places where they actually do fracking or exploration. They also have road issues as they haul in sand on their roads for, in some cases, chemicals used in the fracking process, how they have to house, take care of, medically service those people. And, you know, some of these locations have seen 20, 30, 40,000 move into an area in a very short time. So it's how do we handle that boom cycle when something new comes on the horizon? And we in Wisconsin are lucky enough to have one of those resources that they need in that operation, and that will translate to jobs and economic development for our state.
What was your overall impression of that meeting in New Mexico, and where do they think the industry is going, and how's that play back to Wisconsin?
Well, we were out there, you know, like I said, we're one of the participants as a player state, but most of the states out there actually are energy-producing states, you know, that were represented out there. You had New Mexico, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, Ohio, North Carolina, believe it or not, which will become probably a large player in the shale energy movement going forward. From a personal perspective, and from those people out there in the just sitting there listening to the show today or the radio, we need energy for pretty much everything we do. And to not realize that or not be able to provide that, especially if we can do it from our own resources, from within the borders of this country, in my opinion, would be crazy not to explore those options and to take advantage of those. It certainly puts us on a much more level playing field. It puts us in an advantageous situation when we're negotiating with these other countries that have traditionally been energy producers. I personally think that you're going to see much of the energy in the future coming from within our own country. Natural gas right now, we have a huge supply of natural gas, enough to power this country for decades to come. In current exploration, we're actually flaring gas right now. We're just burning it off. We have so much of it. We need a way to capture that, to use it as compressed natural gas, to liquefy that, and to run our fleet vehicles. And we're certainly seeing that done in some areas, some of the bigger companies. You know, we're going to be a big player in this, and we have, I hate to say an unlimited supply, but a vast supply of sand.
Anything you'd like to add today?
No, I just thank you again for the opportunity to be on with you.
That's Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plimmel joining us for an update on Wood County Board business, plus an update on his trip to discuss the oil and gas exploration industry and the use of Wisconsin sand for fracking.